Hello?
Hello?
Yes, X Electric and Machine?
Yes.
Okay, great, thank you. Well, my name is Jan, and I am at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Perfect, great. Well, apologies for the sudden phone call. We were actually calling to the area this morning, several parts of Texas, actually, and we wanted to talk to you about X Electric. Now, the reason for that is we are the data service provider for Google and for Facebook, and there's been an available programming on the first page for someone who's into electrical services in general. So we would like to list X Electric and Machine on that first page position for programming. I'm sure you're familiar with Google, right? Like, you use Google every day or once in a while?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about that map section that has the red dots on it, and then right next to it would be the recommended businesses. Does that ring a bell? Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, so basically we are providing a service that places companies there, and what this means for you is, say, for example, if someone would be searching electricians near me or emergency electrical services or anything related to what you do, it's our job that they would see X Electric on that map section. So this will be people that are ready to hire someone like you on the spot. Now, I just want to clarify, though, that this is an exclusive listing. So say, for example, if we are able to program you on that first page position, we cannot program anybody else who does the same type of work, because that allows us to maximize your phone calls. Does that make sense so far?
It makes sense, and I've get into services like yourself. I've been in for 2 years, and you know, I've had guys call me from different companies saying, "Hey, you know, we got an opening right now on the first page. The electrician dropped off.
Right.
We can promise to put you on that first page. Blah 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 blah." And it never happens. Actually, they hurt my business worse because they will change something on my on my information, and it'll drop me from, you know, being a number 5 on the Google list for electricians down to 25. It's been unfruitful in the past, and I've spent thousands of dollars with kind of scams like this, because I know that if I'm not organically built, that I'm not going to be on the first page. So there's not, what I'm trying to do is build my organic presence, and not just a steroid blow up for, you know, I can call Google myself, or I can get on Google and I can do a paid ad for $15 a day or a month. I can set my own budget, and I can blow myself up, by paying for that ad, and I'll be on the top 3 electricians as long as I'm paying for that ad, myself. You know,
and, yes, sir.
But that's the blow up part. It's really not. I don't have the organic ground build up, which that's what I seek to do, is to build the organic up to where I don't have to have the blow up paid ads to do that. Because once I stop paying for the ad, I still don't have the organic background, and I drop back down to a 20-25. And if you're below number 5 on Google listings for electricians in Lubbock, Texas, you're going to starve to death. You're going to go out of
business.
Yeah,
I hear you.
It don't make any sense for me to pay you $1,500 or whatever you're going to promise me to get me on the first page, and it doesn't happen. And you say, well, it's going to take 90 days or whatever, and it never happens in 90 days.
Yes, sir.
I end up calling you back, and I cuss you out because I've wasted all this money. And you say, well, you're just going to have to hang on, sir. It takes time, and it takes time, and it takes time. And I missed out a whole bunch of money. I've done this like three times with different people like yourself. So I'm listed with Siri, call, Google call search and all that. And I should be on the Google listing for electricians in Lubbock. If you look under emergency electrician in Lubbock or 24-hour electrician in Lubbock, I'm probably in the top 3. I have been in the past, at least.
Yes, sir. Is it okay if I, apologies for interrupting you, sir. First off, I really want to say sorry to hear about what happened with those past three companies. To be honest, that's actually what makes our job hard, because there are companies out there who claim that they do what we do. Now, just to give you our point of view, this is not something new to us, so I completely understand where you're coming from. Now, well, success in the area really depends on the company that you work with, which is why Local Splash, we pride ourselves on being in the business for 18 years. Now, in our case, we are calling through the air because, number one, it's true that there's been an open position for programming on your area for electricians, and this is from our side alone, right? So we don't have any control with other companies who does what we do. Now, we had to consider two things, of course, before calling you, because not everyone can be on that first page. Number one, we don't see any negative reviews for X Electric. So pretty much this gives us an idea that you do quality work, right? So also, we don't see you on the first page for someone doing electrical services or as an electrician keyword for Lubbock. So what I see is Amp Electric, Mr. Electric of Lubbock, Action Electric. Yeah, those three that stands out. And you say that you're also listed as someone for 24/7. Is that right? 24/7 electric services.
24-hour electrician or emergency electrician.
Yeah, so for 24/7, I don't see your name there as well. So right now, you're currently working with someone who's supposed to do this.
Yeah, I'm with Town Square Media.
Town Square Media is our direct competitor. How long have you been with Town Square, sir?
Maybe 3 months. Maybe three months. Yeah.
That's strange. Normally, it really doesn't take that long. When was the last time you had a chat with Town Square about your position?
It's been about 60 days.
62 months, okay. Okay, well, here's what I would recommend, sir, because, again, of course, I cannot blame you if you've already got burned with multiple companies. All I'm telling you right now is we don't see you on the first page. We have an open position, and we would like to offer this to you. So I guess my question here is, if we can make a difference, show you an action plan on how we're really going to do it, is this something that you'd consider today for that open position?
Yeah. If you can show me how you're going to do it and actually lay it out and make you, I'm real cautious about dumping money into something that I don't know is proven. If you can make it make sense for me to where it's not, at least if I can see results before I get what you're doing, and then if you do your job, I don't have any problem with making payment.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think you'd say that you've been paying a monthly fee of $1,500. Is that right?
Well, no, not that much, but initially to get into this first page, I've got duped with this first page scenario before, and I had to buy in for $1,500 and then make $199 a month payments and monthly maintenance payments and things like that. And I'm just not going to do that anymore.
What we're planning on doing is, apart from that open position for programming, of course, it has to make sense. We want to show you how we can produce results. But at the same time, we want to get you the best value or the best pricing possible, right? So it's really up to you at that point. But right now, I just want to ask a few things so that I could get...
Can you hold on? Can you hold on just a second?
Sure, sure. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, so I just want to ask you a few questions so that we can figure out what sort of business model you have, and I could find an accurate quotation for you. So, you've been in this business for 2 years, you said, as the sole owner? Is that right? You don't have any business partners? Okay.
No.
Now, for X Electric, I see that you have a website. Was this set up by Town Square? It's no longer active?
Yeah, they made our website. Of course, I own my domain.
Okay, so well, I'm checking it right now, but it's not showing any input. xelectricmachine.com.
Yeah, xelectricmachine.com. It's inactive right now, apparently, because I don't know why. I need to get with Town Square Media to find out why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Well, we can also probably check that out, because if your website is down, then obviously people won't be able to see what you're really providing for the area. But apart from Lubbock, do you offer your services outside Lubbock? Like, well, what other areas do you service?
Neverland, Iola, let's see, shallow water, let's see, Wolfert, Texas, just the surrounding area, just the surrounding,
surrounding Lubbock, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I take it that you can handle more business, be it a residential type of work or commercial type of work?
Yes, sir, both.
You can, gotcha. Yeah, I'm asking that question because I'm pretty sure that at this point you'd rather receive phone calls from people that are ready to hire you for the work, which would be profitable for you, right? That would turn out to be jobs. Okay. Well, so far everything you mentioned to me regarding your business looks like a good fit for that criteria we're looking for. Oh, what is your name again, sir? My name
is Travis.
Travis. Okay, Travis. So yeah, so this is an exclusive listing, but overall, right, if we could help you on getting the results that you really need, show you an action plan on how we're really going to do it, and the pricing would be fair for it, would you consider that open position today?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, you're not in a contract with Town Square, are you? Or are you with a contract? No contracts. Okay. So my regional pricing director in the area, John, is actually already aware of our conversation, and I think he has a pretty good deal for you. But at first, we want to make sure we explain to you how we're going to solve all of your issues that you had in the past. So let me go ahead and grab you and definitely help you out.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
I've got.
What's your question?
I really don't have time right now to discuss all this. I've got to get on a job, but you can call me back this afternoon. Could you call me back this afternoon and or maybe after 1 o'clock, and I could talk with you more. That'd be great for me. But I'm pressed for time this morning.
Oh, hi. Hi, is this Travis?
Yeah.
Hey, Travis. JP is with us still, but I just kind of want to intervene there because I know you're on a time crunch there. So thank you, Jen. I'll take it from here. I appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, Travis.
Pleasure to meet you, Travis. I know you're on a time crunch.